1 Corinthians chapter 15. I want to read verse 20. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 20. The Bible says, "But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept." I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, it's got to be my help, on this thought, hope confirmed. Hope confirmed. As we look at this here in Paul's writing to the Corinthians, and he says, "But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept." Now he's reaffirming some hope here because there was some teaching going around that Christ didn't really raise from the dead. That Christ has not really got up, amen, out of the tomb. And Paul says, you know, if Christ never really got up, he said, all of our hope is in vain. Amen. But praise, glory be to God, he did get up. Amen. Praise God. And he got up, and because without him rising from dead, not without him getting up out of that tomb, praise God, we'd have no hope. Well, we'd still be without hope. Amen. So when we see a life, we see life without hope, it's no life at all. Amen. People that live a life without any kind of hope, that's what's wrong with most of places today. People are living without any hope. Amen. And without hope, you get discouraged. Without hope, you get despondent. Without hope, you get to the point that you just don't care no more. Does that not sound like the place that we live in? The world that we're inhabiting? Amen. A place where people just don't care no more because they have no hope. But I'm glad that we can have hope today. I'm glad that we do have hope today. Amen. And so we realize that life involves, what's involved in this is life, praise God, life here and life after death. Amen. Paul says here in verse 19 of 1 Corinthians 15, he said, "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable." If we're here today, you're here tonight, and you just have hope in the Lord right now, but you don't have hope in the Lord in the future and in the afterlife, then we have no hope at all. Amen. We're just in a miserable state. But I'm glad that I have hope tonight. You have hope tonight that's out of this world. Amen. Praise God. We're not counting on what we got here. We're not counting on what we can see here. Praise God. We've got hope that's outside the realm of this universe. We've got hope that's outside of the day and the hour in which we live. I know we're living in a time of uncertainty. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We've got some things that's happening even in our nation right now that's going to be determinative for years to come. Amen. But there is a God, and He's real. I can't get that out of my heart. Amen. I'm not trusting in anybody but the Lord. And he said, if we have this hope in us, praise God, that it's hope, even hope that's beyond the grave. Amen. It's hope that's living. It's hope that's real. It's hope that's encouraging. It's hope that's stable, praise God. But we have to realize that hope has to start somewhere. Hope has to be grounded in something. See, what the world is missing, that is missing what Paul's tells here, because hope is grounded in the Lord. Outside of that, we have no hope. There's nothing sustainable, praise God, outside of the Lord. There's nothing that we can build upon outside of the Lord, praise God, that'll satisfy us and help us and encourage us and give us the exhortation that we need, praise God, to just keep pressing on. That's why so many folks is falling by the wayside, because they're building on shifting sand. That's constantly moving. I'm glad when we build upon the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we have that firm foundation. And we see Paul here as we see hope confirmed in the Lord Jesus Christ, in that He got up. Amen. He got up victorious. He said, "But now is Christ risen from the dead to become the first fruits of them that slept," because He got up. So see, Christ is not only for this life, But Christ is, praise God, He's for the next life. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He's just getting us through here, preparing us, amen, for that glorious life that we'll have. Amen. Praise God, this is just getting ready place. This is just getting ready time. Amen. A time of rejoicing is ahead for a child of God. Amen. Paul was a, amen. He knew that Christ was so great. He was looking for Christ. He was looking for that help ahead. He knew where he was at, and he knew where he longed to be, praise God. But he was caught up in the right here, right now, just like me and you. We're caught up in the here and the now. He said, I'm a straight betwixt two. Amen. Praise God. And I want to say, he said that he was a longing for something far better. Amen. If you look at this saying with the blessed hope of the Lord in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 20, he said, according to my earnest expectation. Amen. I think these fellows just been all over today. Amen. The message I had for this morning, we was talking about in the Sunday school class. Praise God, come up here, and God just fulfilled it all. And I said, Lord, I ain't a messing with this. You've done said it all, praise God. He said, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. He said, glory be God. He said, the thing that I'm worried about is Christ being magnified in my body. He said, I want him to have that supreme influence, praise God, whether I'm here or there. Amen. Glory be God. We get that attitude that God, praise God, I want Christ to have the supreme influence. Amen. The primary principal influence. That's what we talked about this morning. The Lord Jesus Christ, the wisdom that he gives us in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Besides that, there's nothing as important. There's nothing as special as that. Bless his holy name. And Paul said, that's that hope that I have according to the earnest expectation of my hope. Amen. The hope was in the Lord, praise God. He was looking for that hope. Paul's hope, amen, was magnified in his body through Christ. Amen. But Paul's hope, that was his concern. But Paul's hope is also to be absent from the body and to be with Christ. Amen, which was far better. He says also in Philippians chapter 1, down in verse 23, he said, but for I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. What Paul was saying here, amen, glory be God, he said, I've got hope, it's confirmed, praise God, because to be with the Lord, amen, hey, I'm needed here, it's needful for me here, but praise God, whenever I get to be in the presence of the Lord, I'm going to be in a greater state of existence. Do you get that? Amen. You get that? He said, whenever I get, he said, hey, I like what I'm getting now. I like what I'm feeling now. I like what I'm knowing now. But praise God, one of these days in a little while, amen, things is going to get even better. He said, hey, I'm existing now. I'm rejoicing in the Lord. But now watch this. But he said, one of these days, praise God, I'm going to have an even greater existence. Amen. Amen. He said, I'm in a straight between two. Amen. Don't forgive me. So I'm in a strait between two. He said, I'm caught up in this thing. But glory be God, he said, I'm rejoicing in the Lord here, looking for even rejoice even more over there. See, one day we'll be cut loose. One day, praise God, we'll be able to rejoice and worship the Lord like we'd like to. There won't be no hindrances. Hey, glory be God, I won't have to stop to get a breath. I won't have to stop to catch my breath. I won't have to worry about this old body letting me down. Glory be to God, I'm going to shout all around glory. Amen. You say, why are you going to do that? Pretend it don't make no sense. Because he's worthy of my praise. Amen. I won't be able to shout when I get there. Lord God, I ain't planning on going out here with a pout. You can forget that. Hey, if you mad at me, you just be mad at me. I'm sorry. But praise God, I ain't going to be mad at you. I'm going out. I'm planning. I'm decided. I'm going out of here with a shout, praise God. Rejoicing in my Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praising his holy name for all that he does for us. Praise the Lord. Paul was concerned. Praise God. But he said, I can confirm the hope that I have in the Lord. It's a blessed hope. Amen. He goes on and talks about that foundation of hope. That foundation is our hope, or the foundation of our hope. Amen. And that's Christ Jesus. And that's the physical resurrection that he had, that Jesus did get up. We see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 4. He said that he was buried and he rose again the third day according to the Scripture, because God said so. Amen. And he was seen of Cephas, and he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. I will say, those that fall asleep, if they fell asleep in the Lord, they're getting a close glimpse. Amen. They're getting a close look see of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If they could look down and speak to you, they'd say, glory to God, it's good over here. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, it got better and better. Praise God, it's the bestest. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that ain't even a word. Well, hey, glory to God, that's right, because you can't even expand upon how good it'll be to be with the Lord. Amen. On that side of glory. Praise the Lord. Amen. But he goes on. He says, after that he was seen of James, then of the apostles, and last of all he was seen of me also as one born out of due time. Amen. So Paul says here, said that the physical resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that is our hope. That's a confirmation of our hope. Our confirmation, hope, praise God, as he died on the cross of Calvary, but on that third day, he got up. Amen. He revived, amen. He's alive, glory to God, and he'll live alive forevermore. Thing about our Lord is, he don't have to die no more. He will not die no more. He died once for all, praise God. For every one of us. He died once to cover all of our sins. He died once to save all the world. He died once to save whosoever will. Amen. Because he took care of all of it in one instance, praise God. In Paul's confidence, amen. Now the people, there may be a whole lot of people that reject this. But Paul even had a word to counter the opposition. Those that would reject it, those would object against it. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12, he said, now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? You believe there's actually people that say, that believe that the dead don't get up, that there's no resurrection of the dead. I'd say contrary. Praise God, Jesus got up. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He got up, Lord God. And when he got up, he got out. He said, but if there be no resurrection of the dead, verse 13, then is Christ not risen? He said, you know what he's doing? The Holy Spirit's looking at you between me and Bill. He said, explain that, Lucy. Amen. If Christ didn't get up, praise God, then explain where he went to. Amen. The body got up, praise God. It removed itself from where it was, and it's setting up on a higher plane. He said, that didn't happen, explain it. Jesus, people are trying to explain that for years. And they can't explain it. Why? Because I praise God, it takes believing to understand it. Amen. When you believe it, you can understand it. Then you can explain it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said, if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain and your faith is also vain. He said, you're just living in vanity if Christ didn't get up. But we know for a certainty that Christ rose from the dead. And that he ascended up on high. Over 500 people at one time seen him alive. Praise the Lord. Amen. He goes on and says, ye and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have not testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. Amen. But watch this. He said, for if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. What's the wage of sin? Death. You have no hope except for dying. That's the best. Hey, that's the best hope that you could have if Jesus didn't get up. The best hope that you could have would be just to die and stay dead. Just like a dog, amen. You go and they put you in a grave and cover you up and you're gone. But that's not the way God designed man. God designed man that we would have a God and he would give us hope. And Bible says hope maketh not ashamed, praise God. I'm not ashamed of my Savior. But one day I'm going to be glorified with him. Praise the Lord. I'm going to be lifted up. Praise God. He says, then they which also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. They're gone, destroyed. Just slap gone. He said, he said, this is what we have the answer for the objectors. Amen. Praise God. But we know that Christ rose from death. And Paul gives his comments here. He says, but now is Christ risen from the dead. Amen. Verse 20. Our text. He says, but now is Christ risen from the dead. That literally means, praise God, that Christ raised Himself up. Amen. That means that, you hear me? Christ raised Himself up, praise God. Glory to God. He loved me and you so much, amen, that He wouldn't stay dead. Amen. He raised Himself up for the glory of God and for our salvation. Bless you, sir. Paul says, I have a hope. My hope is confirmed in that Jesus didn't stay dead. Praise God. He raised Himself up. Praise God. So He's alive today. He's alive and well. He raised up, praise God, victory over death and the grave. Amen. Over death and the grave. Praise the Lord. He gives us that blessed hope. Praise God, that we wouldn't be a hopeless people. Praise His holy name. Amen. And because Christ raised Himself up, amen, He will also raise me and you up. Amen. Because Jesus raised Himself up, amen, He's going to raise up a people like Him. Amen. Because Jesus got up, praise God, He'll raise us up too. He'll raise us also, praise God, to a different place. Amen. Ain't you glad today, glory to God, that we can be accounted as the first fruit of Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Praise God, as we see Him, as He's that first fruit, praise God, that resurrection from the dead, the beginning of life, glory be God, that we might have life in that eternal. The day that you got saved, the day that the Holy Ghost of God come to you and convicted your heart and showed you as an old sinner. Now, I don't believe there's a person in this room that ever didn't know that we were an old sinner. Because even a lost person has a consciousness. Amen? A lost person has a consciousness, and God gives us a consciousness so that we can know right from wrong. Amen? He does. He gives us that. And so if we've got a consciousness to know right from wrong, praise God, we know, praise the Lord, that we need something to help us along. We need something to help us do right. Because we don't, if we care, we get caught in a rut of doing wrong. And it just keeps bringing us down, and it brings us down. Amen. There's never any encouragement in it being pushed down. We need something to come along and lift us up. See, that's where Christ comes in as a resurrection, the first from the dead. Amen. Glory be to God. He come along, and He just seen men pushed down and pushed down and pushed down till the devil was putting his foot on them and just mashing people in the ground. But glory to God, Jesus come along one day, and He said, enough of that. Amen. He went to the cross of Calvary and He died for the sins of the world. My sins and your sins, praise God, so He could begin to raise us up. Amen. Y'all won't say praise God. Jesus never done nothing to hurt you. I told the youngins in Sunday school this morning, you know this blessed old book? It's blessed old King James Bible. There's nothing in here that will hurt you. There's nothing in here that would, amen. There's nothing in here that will discourage you. You say, well, preacher, I don't know. Somebody said this morning, so I don't know about that. But I want to say, preacher, if you're a child of God, it will show you the way you need to go. But it will not, this blessed old book, ain't nothing in here that will hurt you if you're doing what God says to do. If you're living a life, virtuous life, praise God, trying to be pleasing to God. Amen. We may stumble, we may slip, but praise God, He said, we will never fall. Because God and His Word is there to catch us, to lift us up, praise God, to clean us up and set us on our way. Amen. He said that first fruit. He said that resurrection from the dead, praise God, it made a difference. Said it took us from being that to being this, praise God. Amen. To giving us that help that we need, praise God, and His precious Word of truth that we begin to take in and we begin to know and learn and study so that we can know about Him. Because newsflash, He already knows all about you. There's nothing about me and you that's ever taken Him by surprise. He knows. He knows exactly who we are. He knows how we act and how we react. He knows how we think. Amen. To the very innermost part of our thinking. There's nothing that we've ever thought that He don't know about. Sometimes God is, I can't get a hold of all that. How a great big God can know what I'm a-thinking all the time. Can you imagine, there's, 700 million people in the United States, something like that. So I forget how many hundreds of million. And then not even know how many in the world, billions of people in the world. But said God knows what they're thinking all the time. God knows what we're saying, not how we're acting, how we're reading. He knows it all the time. So praise God, we can take this blessed old book because He's the first fruit. He's that first of the resurrection. Amen. I preached over at Leicester Baptist one time on this one time about the first fruit. I was talking about them strawberries that come up in the springtime. They're that first fruit that comes up, usually them strawberries. And you know, we've been through a long, cold, and dark winter. I think Brother Robert and Brother Jeff was over there with me. From Brother Charles over there. Went over there one night. We didn't have service here. And Brother Charles, of course, I got over there and he said, be ready. You're going to preach in a minute. I said, Brother, I don't know. I ain't got nothing. He said, God will give you something. And boy, the first thing I thought about was that first fruit. And I thought, glory be to God. And I thought, how good it is when you've been in a cold, dark spell. You've been through a cold, hard winter, praise God. And all of a sudden, you get that first fruit. Amen. You get that, glory be to God, you get them big old red ripe strawberries, praise God, so luscious, glory be to God, the first fruit, that first taste of spring. Glory to God. And I thought, glory to God, that's what Jesus is. Amen. He's just like that first taste of spring, glory be to God, that refreshes you after the winter time. Amen. Paul says your hope is confirmed by that first fruit. Amen. That springtime, praise God, springs up in your soul. Amen. And the newness and life and reviving. Amen. That the old cold dead stuff goes away. You say, well, preacher, that old cold dead stuff, it's still here. Praise God, why don't you get rid of it? I'm tired of the old cold dead stuff. Amen. Hey, listen, I'm tired of the old cold dead stuff. Praise God, I want the refreshing from the Lord. Amen. I'm not going to settle for the cold dead. I want that's alive and well, praise God, and refreshes my soul. Amen. Glory be to God, that refreshing. The Bible teaches all through it that refreshing comes from the Lord. Amen. The help that we get from Him, because Jesus raised Himself up. He raises us up. He refreshes us. He's that beginning. Amen. He's that beginning, friend. He's that one who starts things moving. He's the one who starts things going in the right direction. Amen. That's what that first fruit means. That first fruit means that one, that beginning, that first start. Amen. When Jesus got up on that third and appointed day, praise God, that was a fresh start. That was a new beginning. And when we believe on Him, we trust in Him, praise God, we get a fresh start too. Amen. And the good thing about that, praise God, when you begin to believe on Him, you get that fresh rebooting every day. Praise the Lord. God designed us, Brother Andrew, we go to bed at night and take our sleep, praise God, wake up in the morning brand new. He designed us to live forever in a perfect paradise. And we go to sleep at night, praise God, wake up brand new. But I want to say, glory be to God, that's the same thing God's got for us. Hey, praise God, we go through this life, we sleepwalk through this life, praise God, and one day in a little while, we'll wake up brand new. Amen. Amen. Think about it. People say, well, one day, preacher, we're going to close our eyes in death. Yeah, but when this life's breath exhales out of my body, I'm going to wake in the newness of life. Amen. Glory be to God, that fresh fruit, that freshness, that reviving, praise God. But unto then, Paul says, we got a hope confirmed. Amen. See, the Corinthians was getting discouraged. They was getting downtrodden because people said, hey, some it's already died and the promise ain't come. Amen. But I want to say, glory be to God, those that died in Christ, they had a blessed hope. The promise had came to fruition. Amen. It was absolute. It was confirmed. It's confirmed. If you could ask them now, they'd say, glory be God. It was right. Amen. The first fruits from the dead. That resurrection of life. Amen. Everything that God says about it is trustworthy. Amen. He gives us that first fruit, that fresh start. Amen. In John chapter 5, in verse 25. The Bible says that and God's Word is trustworthy. In John chapter 5, and verse 25, He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear, what? Shall live. Amen. Praise the Lord. Those that would hear. He said, for as the Father hath life in Himself, so hath He given to the Son to have life in Himself. That's how He got up. Amen. He has life in Himself, praise God. And because He does, He got up. And that same life, praise God, is what's going to bring you up. When we believe on Him, He hath given Him authority to execute judgment also because He is the Son of Man. Amen. But if you look over in John chapter 11, in verse 25, the Bible says this. Now, you know the story. He's talking to Martha. And she said, and Jesus says, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto him, verse 24, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. She said, I know that, Lord. I believe that. And Jesus saying to her, now watch this. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he said, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? Amen. Confirmation of hope, praise God, is in the trustworthiness of the Lord. Because He said so. And because He said so, we can believe it. And you can take it all the way to the bank, praise God. You can deposit it in a surety. Glory be to God. He goes on in 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and verse 13, very familiar passage. Paul says unto Thessalonians, he said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, what? Even as others have no hope. Because he said, let me give you a confirmation of hope. He says, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also, which sleep in Jesus, will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. He said, this is our confirmation of hope. He said, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. He said, hey, this is a confirmation of hope. Amen. A confirmation of hope. He said, what he said? He asked Martha, he said, do you believe it? She said, oh yeah, Lord, I believe it. He said to the Thessalonians, he said, do you believe it? Amen. He said, this is your confirmation of hope. He said, you can take it to the bank. He said, it's real, it's true, it's alive, it's well, amen. It's a blessed hope. It's a promise of your eternal security. There's a whole lot of people today that don't like that. They'll argue with you if you talk about eternal security. But I'd hate to worry, praise God, because if for me to be saved and lost again, then my Jesus would have to go back to the cross. Because it's not me that's keeping me now. Hello? See, where we mess up, where they mess up is they think that we got to keep ourselves. Old fellow told me and Bill down there at Burger King one time, said, well, preach, he said, well, you fellas, you got it all messed up, said, in order to be saved, you've got to live it. And I'll never forget what Brother Bill told me. Never batted an eye. He said, well, brother, you can't live it without the liver. Amen. Amen. If we don't, hey, listen, I tell you, there's a whole lot of folks that ain't living it because we don't have the liver. Amen. that hope that it ain't confirmed in her heart because we don't have Jesus in our hearts. But if we've got Jesus in our heart, praise God, we've got the liver in us. Amen. The liver is a magnificent organ. Most precious organ we have, it's a filter. Do you know your liver is a filter? A lot of people like to eat liver. I don't like to eat nothing that's a filter. I don't eat nothing that filters out the junk out of your body. It's nasty. But your liver takes in the blood through one side. And I preached this one time. It's got it has a cartridge in it, like a bony structure in your liver. It's not actually bone, it's like a cartilage. And in order for that blood, it comes into one side of your liver. In order to go out, it comes in and it's purified. In order to be purified, it has to go past that cartilage, which is in the shape of a cross. And when it comes, when the blood goes through the cross, praise God, it comes out on the other side purified, and that can help you. Amen. The cross, amen, it takes all the impurities out and makes your blood pure so it can keep flowing and keep doing you good. And Paul said, praise God, we have hope that's confirmed because we have a first fruit. We've got that tender strawberry that came out in the beginning, praise God, that first fruit from the dead. Amen. And praise God, he said that first fruit is alive forevermore. Amen. See, the bad thing about them strawberries, they come early, but they don't last long. Just a little short season of strawberries, and they're gone. But I want to say, praise God, I'm glad there ain't no short season on my Savior. Amen. That season on my Savior, praise God, it lasts throughout eternity. Why? Because He always has been, and He always will be. Amen. Even when He's hanging on the cross, even when He was dead in the tomb, He was still God. Amen. And He rose up to be the first fruit from the dead. Amen. In order to give us that hope confirmed in life. Amen. Ain't you glad today? Praise God. God said that we can have life and have it in abundance. Amen. So what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this. Paul said, I won't give you hope confirmed in this first fruit of the resurrection. But now it's Christ risen. Christ raised Himself up from the dead to become the first fruits of them that slept. He said, don't be discouraged. Don't listen to these people that's telling you those that died in Christ are gone, they're dead. He said, they're more alive than you'll ever know. He said, I've got confirmation. Amen. From the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless His holy name. Ain't it good to know, praise God, that we've got a blessed hope? Amen. Paul says in verse 19 there, he said, if I had hope only in this world, I'd be of all men most miserable. But praise God, we have hope outside this universe. Amen. And boy, if we just realize that and begin to shout the praises and give God the glory and love each other as we love the Lord. Amen. You know what God do? He'd fill up His little place of worship. Amen. If we would just begin to believe that He was the first fruit from the resurrection, that Jesus raised up, amen, in the perfect soundness, amen, a perfect life, perfect living, praise God, we become a mirror image of Him. Praise God, people would want that. They begin to see that on us. And they'd begin to desire it and want it, praise God. And the houses of God would begin, where people wanted that, would begin to fill up. But you know what's a hindrance? Amen. We're not building up ourselves in the likeness and image of the Lord. And we don't realize that Christ died and He got up and that He's alive and He's there to give us life. But see, we're settling for second best. Now what we can get with the work of our hand and the things of our flesh, when we should ought to be putting our faith and our trust and our love in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because He's done finished it all. He's made provision. He's made a way for me and you. Praise the Lord. He's done it all. Praise God. Paul says, let me give you hope confirmed. I'm saying this evening, I'm just giving you hope confirmed. Your hope is confirmed in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's true. It's settled. Praise God. It's forever settled. It's settled in heaven. Amen. Stand with me.